What is Cafe Mocha? Cafe Mocha is experts, celebrities.
What's up? This is Bel-Biv DeVoe.
Yo, it's Julie Idris Elba.
This is Fantasia.
This is En Vogue.
This is India Ari.
Hey, what's up? This is Brandy.
Music and features from a woman's perspective. Intriguing conversation. Espresso. The Mocha Mix. So much more. All from a woman's perspective.
What flavor are you, baby?
This is Cafe Mocha.
This show, we've got Taraji P. Henson. How has she been dealing with the quarantine? By building her own empire. We'll talk about the new show, her hair care line, and whatever else comes up. Cafe Mocha begins now.
It's Cafe Mocha, Angelique,
Lonnie Love,
and Yo-Yo.
Ladies, I'm so excited to have our next guest because this is a very important topic that we need to talk about, especially during this pandemic. She is a Golden Globe winner, actress that we all love, Taraji P. Henson. Her new Facebook Watch show is called Peace of Mind with Taraji. Welcome to the show, Taraji.
Hey, ladies, how you doing?
Hey, we hanging in there, sis. You know, a lot of us are grappling with the mental health right now, and we're isolated from our families, our friends. We can't travel. We can't work. What has helped you get through these tough times?
Gratitude and acceptance. Mm. You know, I can't change this. All I can do is change how I think about it, how I see it, and myself in it.
That's right.
So what does that process look like for you in the morning? How do you do this? Because I wake up every morning and the first thing I want to do is just cry.
I wake up and I'm grateful and I thank God for waking up COVID free. I thank God every day when I wake up for my family being COVID free. My grandmother, 96 years old, had a health scare. It was a reaction from her medicine. And she went to the hospital. This is during the height of the pandemic, and she's fine. Mm. I'm grateful for that. Yes, I can't see my family, but I'm grateful that I can all see them on a Zoom call anytime I want to, and they're all alive and healthy, and I'm grateful. You know, there are days where I'm not perfect. Yeah, there are days where I feel like where I'm like, I hate today. Mm. But I catch it, I notice it, I recognize it, I look that devil in the eye, and I go, not today. See, because if you don't call the devil out, he will wreak havoc. You got to let him know you see him.
That's right.
Taraji, you have the Boris Lawrence Henson Foundation that provides support and bring awareness to mental health issues. Tell us about that.
We started it because I noticed that, you know, we don't talk about it in the Black community. It's such a huge stigma that people are suffering trying to be strong. To debunk the whole strong woman, Black girl magic, because yes, I get why we took on to those phrases or those sayings, but it's detrimental to us because the others see us as magical, and it ain't magic that we had to fight for everything we've had.
Amen.
There's nothing magical about it, or somehow fun or heroic. It's just what we had to do and still have to do to this day to just survive.
Yeah.
I saw you, Taraji, when you went and you testified before Congress about mental health issues. And I felt this sense of pride. I also felt this sense of relief because I'm like, we need our people to understand it's okay to say, I need some help. What is it about this that's making you saying, I'm going to the heels of the mountaintop to let everybody know it's okay to ask for help?
This is in our blood. This trauma from slavery is still in us. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yeah. When we come back, we're going to talk about the new Facebook Watch show that Taraji started with her best friend to highlight mental health. This is Cafe Mocha.
It's Cafe Mocha, Angelique, along with Lonnie Love and Yo-Yo on the line. Taraji P. Henson, her show is called Peace of Mind with Taraji on Facebook Watch.
And you know, you co-host this show with your best friend, Tracy Jade. And it's been, you know, first of all, can I say that this is a very well done show. I've been watching the episodes and they're great. I implore everybody to watch this show. But what is it like being on the other side of the mic, Taraji, doing the interviews instead of being interviewed?
I don't see myself as an interviewer. I see myself as a human trying to get to the bottom of this problem that we have in our community. And I'm learning just like the audience. I see myself as an audience member. I mean, you know, because I don't know all the things. I'm not the doctor. I'm not the therapist. I'm not the psychiatrist. And a lot of this, I'm learning on my own journey with my own mental issues, you know?
You and Tracy are really good. I mean, it feels really, you're very relatable, first mm-hmm. of all. And yeah. you're very at home and at ease. And everybody that comes on there.
And you know what, Lonnie, Taraji, what I think I love also is your transparency. I think mm-hmm. people, you're so relatable. You're so open. You're so honest. And people are just not... they're not used to seeing someone as open as you. What do you say about being so open and transparent?
If I'm going to have someone trust me, you know, to sit down and share their most vulnerable, you know, moments in life, I got to give up a little something too. I got to make them feel safe. Right. You know, we're all humans in this. And that's why I don't try to affect this. I'm the host and I'm asking all of these questions like this is and so there has to be transparency there, or otherwise how will they feel comfortable? I want them to see that this is actually what a therapist session looks like. You laugh, you cry, you feel safe, and that's what therapy is about. You're only going to be vulnerable if you feel like you are in a safe place. But initially when whoever our guest is comes on that set, they have to feel like they are over my house. Because this is what we would do all the night. We're going to eat. We're going to drink a little slime. We're going to talk. We're going to laugh. We're going to cry. If you feel weak, I'm going to come hug you up. That's just who I am.
Let me ask you, what's been the most memorable interview since you launched the show?
With the men. Because the men are my priority. I mean, I love sisters. You know how I feel about sisters. Y'all know if you follow me, I'm a huge champion for sisters. But because I'm raising a black man, their struggles are different from ours. And because I'm such a nurturer, I just want to help. And I want them to feel like they don't have to be so strong all the time. Mm-hmm. And that they have help. And it's in the form of us.
You know, your last two episodes are coming up soon. Do you know what people can expect?
More of the same. Openness, learning. We deal with difficult subject matter. And, I mean, I think what I love is... I can't watch the show. I'm going to tell you the truth. I haven't watched it. The only thing I watch is what I post on my page. Because I have a problem watching myself be myself. But... when I do post, I don't even look at what I'm looking at. I go and I read the DMs, you know, what people are saying in my comments, and I just feel so good. I just go, I'm doing something important.
You really, really are, you know. And something else that you're doing that's important that we're going to talk about is you helping us save our hair. So we come back to Taraji P. Henson. We're going to talk about her new hair care line. This is Cafe Mocha. I should have seen it from the jump.